Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another session of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for tuning in on today. Yes, it's been a long time since March, and I hope everybody is doing good during this global crisis, which is called a pandemic, COVID-19, the coronavirus. I pray that everyone is staying safe, but most of all, you are getting in your word and getting a revelation from God. And I admonish you, and I would ask you to please tell somebody for to come on the line. Invite somebody on the line and let them hear the revelation and allow them to share the things that God has given them as well as given me. Amen. And I am so happy that y'all have tuned in, and I am so happy that you have not let your faith drop, because many times things have happened with this economy. Things have happened in the world of people have lost their jobs. Some people have encountered a major economical impact. Some people don't even know which way they're going. Some people are even experiencing mental breakdowns. So we as a people of God have to come together to come against that spirit, knowing that God is working behind the scenes and God is working on our behalf. And then at this time, I just want to share with you the number that you can call in just in case you want to just talk about our topic, you want to give your input on it, or you want to just give your testimony or even ask questions. You can call at 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. So I pray everybody has been doing good. I really missed y'all. I had taken some time off from the show because I had to go through a season of helping at the church to answer calls, to even help others that was needed help during this famine time of what we're going through. So God spoke and told me for the start back today at the same time, Mondays at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. Y'all know what month this is? This is the 8th month, which is a new beginning. I see God doing a lot of things. Even now in the midst of this pandemic, God is still moving. So I just thank God for each and every one of you, and I just ask that you will continue to pray for those that are involved, those who have lost loved ones, and those who have to experience other things during this time. Also, we will be talking about the seven spirits of God. This is going to be a series that I'm going to do. God had gave me this because he told me it's time for in-depth teaching. You know, we prophesy and everything and praise God and worship God. But we need to know why we're doing all those things. There is a reason why we're praising God. There is a reason why we are singing and dancing in the spirit. There is a reason why God has touched our lives so much that we can't help but to praise him. But also God told me in this aspect too, any person that has been called, because the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And it takes a great sacrifice, a great dedication to be chosen. But many are called. But this is for the called and the chosen. The seven spirits of God. A person must obtain these in order to do a work that God has called them to do. So we're going to do a series on that, on the seven spirits of God. And we're going to take each spirit, and you can even find it in Revelation 3 and 1 about the seven spirits of God. Because we're going to have an in-depth teaching on the next, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 to 7 weeks, or it may be 5. It's just on according to how God is moving. So with that being said, I'm going to give you time for to go get your pencil, paper, and your Bible while I do this little commercial ring here. Excuse me, y'all. If you need insight, I ask you to please check out my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have a lot of inspirationals on there that will help you throughout the day. I have a lot of Bible teaching on there. And I also have my books that I have written, my personal books. God gives me revelations, and once I get them, I put them on paper. Some of them is a part of my life where God has brought me through. I have written 5. Not only are my books on my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com, it is also on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all online internet retailers. You can get them anywhere, and it's soon to be in Walmart. Praise God. But I want you to go and enhance your library. Add it to your biblical libraries. Add it to your studies. And one of them that I recently did is How to Flourish During the Spiritual Seasons of Your Life. Anytime we go through a season, when one door closed, God opens up another one. Or when we go through a season, we have to learn not to take our old season into our new season, because that causes contamination. But y'all gonna get the book. Y'all just get the book and y'all read it. And I promise you, your life will never be the same, because everything I write is straight from the throne room of God. It's like God be downloading things in me, and I have to hear up and write them down. So I do admonish you to go on the website also. And also, if you have any questions or comments, to please call. The number is 319-527-6072, and I'll be glad to answer any questions or anything. So let's get this ball rolling. Thank you, Apostle AJ. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, Ira.
You sound excited that we're back on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. I am so glad to be back on. I thank God that he has told me to put it back on, and I was just sharing with the people, this is a brand new month, a new beginning, and whatever we got to do for Christ, we better get on the ball right now and do it. I mean, not even worry about it. Let's go for it. Let's do what God has called us to do. Amen. We're going to be talking about the seven spirits of God, and the first spirit that we're going to talk about, this is going to be a series, because I was telling the people, anytime you are called into leadership, you got to obtain these seven spirits of God. It's like the seven spirits of God is the spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. In order to be used by God mightily, one must obtain these seven spirits of God. You just can't walk around just saying stuff and this and that. You got to obtain this in order to be effective for God and by God. So, man of God, let's talk about the first one, the Spirit of the Lord, and the floor is yours. Once again, thank you, and welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. As we look at the seven spirits of God, we have to understand that when Revelation talks about the Spirit of the Lord, it's very imperative that we understand the full tenacity of what it means, the Spirit of the Lord. It just literally doesn't mean the Spirit of the Lord, but actually the Spirit in the way the Lord does things. And that's what a lot of people are confused about. It's just not having the Spirit of the Lord, but it's also having the Spirit of the Lord in how you do things. Even with the situation going on right now inside of the world, it's very important to have the Spirit of the Lord, not only to walk, lead, and guide you, but also to teach you how to deal with people that are so broken and do not understand the signs of the times are being fulfilled inside of the Word of God. I was telling telling a lot of people this, who was sitting in my home the other day, if you are saved and if you are a Christian, it's very important that you understand that when you have the Spirit of the living God, that the people who do not have it don't only don't understand it, but they do not understand how the Bible is fulfilling itself right now, even as we speak. And because they don't understand how the Bible is fulfilling itself, they're automatically going to attack and blame anything that has to do with God without even knowing it, because they just want to find something to blame. But we can say what we want, woman of God. A lot of the world is still godless. They have no conviction. They're still at a very stagnated state. But now, because of the condition of the world, people want to call on the Spirit of the living God like never before. But he's not. Yeah. But I believe with all my heart that he's not a DJ. He just don't spin records. He worked 24/7.
True. Come on now. And you said something so key. There is a difference to having the Spirit of the Lord upon you and within you. Because this one here we are talking about is the way that God does things. And man of God, would you say during this pandemic, a lot of people is not doing the things the way God would do it. They are really doing it out of their own self and their own reconnaissance. What they think should happen.
Absolutely, woman of God. And it's mainly, woman of God, and it's so sad because mainly the reason why people are doing it that way, because they're trying to be seen and they're trying to be acknowledged. And you know what's crazy is it's a lot of the saints that's doing it, because they done forgot that when you have the Spirit of the living God, and when it leads and guides you and follow you, it teaches you to be selfish and it teaches you to be ultimately kingdom. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize, is that when you have the actual Spirit of the living God, it teaches you how to walk with people but not walk ahead or over people. And it more or less teaches you how to get people where they need to go without putting I or you on the inside of it.
Come on now. Come on. And I've seen this because a lot of things have been going on, and I'm speaking mainly of the things that have been happening mentally, physically, and spiritually, and some to the point to where God is openly exposing, to the point to where some people are not where they are spiritually, which they proclaim they were, but they actually not, to the point to where it's like, man of God, they can't wait to hear from God. Because they are to the place where God is taking too long to speak to me. So then I'm going to have to hurry up and get these people to the next level. Now, mind you, they saying you see what I'm saying? I am going to have to get the people to the next level before I lose them. So what do you feel on that? Because I know, man of God, it's been very trying, and some people have not even gotten to the place they should be spiritually, and some people have.
You know what, woman of God, it all boils down to taking yourself out of it. Because sometimes, and I hate to say it this way, sometimes we could lead people to the Spirit of God wrong. And let me explain what I mean when I say that. Mm-hmm. We'll introduce them to the Spirit that only human intellect and comprehension understand. But when you've truly, but when you've truly had an encounter with the Spirit of the living God, you understand that not only you have to be selfless, but that the Spirit of the living God that you present to people teaches them how to understand that God is blameless. And in being blameless, what happens is it gives you the strength and the endurance to make it through.
Wow. That is so good. So my question is it feasible, or will it be more willing for the whole body of Christ to have the Spirit of the Lord, not only the leader, him or herself?
Woman of God, I believe if the whole body had the Spirit of the living God, it would be so much easier to flow as the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if the whole body had the Spirit of God, it would be so much easier to grow the ministry. I believe if the whole body as a whole inside the ministry had the Spirit of God, it would be even a whole lot easier to witness, and we will learn even better how to treat one another, especially when we see each other's faults and flaws and shortcomings, and understand that no matter, you know, what we do right, what we do wrong, it's still all about the kingdom. But the reason why, you got the pastor carries the Spirit of the living God, you got a few members carry the Spirit of the living God, then you got those who feel they done been grandfathered in. They think their first name is Holy Ghost. So they look at everybody. They look at everybody that do wrong, and they look at everything everybody else do and don't realize that instead of them condemning them, they should be teaching them through the Spirit of God how to cross over. And that's what's going on now inside the body of Christ. But when you really have the Spirit of the living God, and if we all had the Spirit of the living God in the church, it would teach us to pick each other up and help each other cross over.
Yeah, and that is true. But, you know, you have many challenges. So, because like you say, it can be conflicting because some people already think they have arrived. Some people have already been grandfathered in. Some people are to the point to where you can't tell me nothing because I know it all. Or then, you know, I'm not going to listen because of your age-wise or something like that. But it is very feasible and it's very helpful because I'm seeing now, man of God, there is so much of panic in the world, and you probably can't agree with me on this. People are still not acknowledging God. It's just so much of panic in the world until if they can just be quiet and listen, and not only with their ears, but just allow their spirits to commune with God, God can just take them through it. But I guess, because just like I said before one time, I say pastors need a prayer because they never led people through nothing like this. And this is where the Spirit of the Lord has to really overshadow them and have to really commune with them so that it's like Moses. It's like when Moses was leading the people out. That's what the pastors have to do now. They have to listen at God to lead the people out now because ain't nobody ever, you know, experienced this. That's why the Lord had gave me this topic about the seven spirits because each spirit is also very, very important during this time. And that's why I am hoping that we have some leaders that are really listening and that are really taking notes. Man of God, do you have anything to share? Because I know you are an apostle and you've been on this ministry field for years. You are young, mm-hmm. but yet you have a heart of God and you have the anointing of God, and then God deals with you mightily. And I know you are a true man of God. What advice can you give of the leaders concerning the Spirit of the Lord?
Woman, I tell those that I cover, as well as those mm-hmm. who I have the pleasure of pastoring, those who I cover, I'm going to start with that. I tell them, mm-hmm. be very strategic spiritually in how you deal with handling the people of God. Don't be anxious yes. for nothing,
yes.
because being anxious will cause you to move too early and it'll cause you to miss God. And the last thing you don't want is that bundling hands, especially.
Yes.
So, you know, with the pandemic, is very important for us to keep mm-hmm. the spirit of the living God, obey the government. We ain't got to
yes.
like them, but we got to obey them. But
okay.
most important, don't put the church in a position. Don't put our relationship with Yah in comprehension with what the world is doing. But lead and guide
yes.
those people according to what the Spirit of the Living God says. Only what the Spirit of the Living God says. And don't worry about the financial state of the church. Don't worry about the financial state
mm-hmm.
of your home. Don't worry about what's coming next. Because I begin to tell them, I say, if you remember the glory of God after they had the flood
mm-hmm.
with Noah and the ark.
Yeah.
After the flood, eventually the sunshine. Same way.
Yeah.
We're going to get the glory out of this. This thing could leave just as quick as it came. But it's very important
yeah.
for us to be strategic and stay within the spirit of the living God so that we show people not so much how to be anxious, but how to use
yeah.
but still maintain their relationship even though they're not congregating, or maintain
mm-hmm.
their relationship even though that nobody's watching them. And same way
yeah.
for the people inside of the church. Don't criticize your mm-hmm. pastor. I tell them all the time, don't criticize your
yeah.
pastor. Pray for your pastor.
Yes.
Because
yes.
what
yes.
we're doing is God has took the church and he has turned her up on her back like a roach. That's exactly what
come
he
on,
does.
Man.
He's turned her on her back like a roach, and he said, let me see how eclectic you are with the word of God, and let me see if you understand that there are other avenues, because Jesus Christ himself, he ain't had a church. His church, his pulpit was the world. So
yes, it was.
We are in a position where we have to, even as members, don't criticize your pastor because he's not opening
mm-hmm.
the ministry. Don't criticize your pastor because he's not doing what you feel he should do in this pandemic. Because I tell my people all the time, woman of God, I love you too much to bury you.
Come on now.
So
come
it's very important that they understand that. I'm moving by the Spirit of God. I teach my sons and
yes.
daughters how to move by the Spirit of God. And as the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of God tells us to move, then we shall follow.
Yes, Lord. That is great advice. That is great advice. Man of God, I thank you so much. I thank you so much because this is needed, especially during this pandemic, because we don't
yeah.
even know the outcome, but God does. And
yeah.
we, as people of God, we are going to follow the Spirit of God. That's why we got to be open. We can't be selfish. We can't talk about one another. We just have to uplift one another. Those who don't know, that's how come we are here. That's how come you are here to also
that's right.
impart. That's why, man of God, I don't care. I may be older than you, but then I am still going to come to you when, you know, I don't know something. And see, that's how we have to be. We can't look at nobody's age. We got to just know. If God say to pick up that phone, for to call that person, ask that person, that person knows. That person has that word for you. you need it.
Yes.
So, man of God, I thank you so much. Next week, Monday at 5:30, we're going to talk about the other spirit of the Lord, which is wisdom. We all need wisdom now. I mean, we just can't be talking about we have wisdom. We have to show it, and we have to act up on it, because we all need wisdom. If you don't have anything else, man of God.
That's it from me.
Okay, I thank each and every one of you all for tuning in, and please invite someone on next week, and also replay it. If that you have to, replay it, and please take notes. And then until next Monday, everyone have a blessed week, and please be safe. Thank you, Apostle. You enjoy your week.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.